Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Jared Hudson here, your favorite local redneck at the dirt track. So I'm filling in for Artie tonight. Artie can't make it on the show. I need some huge prayer requests from my buddy Artie. That's my dude right there. So y'all, please pray for Artie. Unspoken prayer request for Artie. And please pray for our producer, Chris. His back's a little messed up, so pray for Chris that he gets his back healed. And so I'm filling in for Chris tonight, too. So I'm doing the host, and I'm also doing the producer side of the show. So I'm going to be busier than a one-armed trombone player. So have you ever seen a one-armed trombone player? Let me tell you, that dude be busy. So we have a great show tonight. I hope everybody's tuning in. Be sure and share this link with everybody. Share the link. We want everybody listening to tune in. I'm still in Facebook jail for another day, so I can't post. So I'm going to rely on everybody else to share, and post it. Because if you don't share and post it, nobody knows that we're live and on our show. And, of course, you can get our show on your favorite podcast, listening sites, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcast. And we want to thank the 110 Nation Sports, Chris Creighton, and the guys. And we got a super great show for you tonight. I'm going to be talking Tri-County Speedway and Deep South Speedway. And then we got Terry Sanders coming on at 7:30, around 7:30 or so. Terry Sanders is going to be coming on talking to Jackson Motor Speedway, talking about the awesome remake of the Stinger race, four-cylinder race they got this weekend, Hot Shots, whatever you want to call them. And so appreciate Terry coming on. We have driver Michael Williams coming on. So you'll get to hear from Michael Williams, and he'll especially talk about his win a few weeks ago at Deep South Speedway. That was an awesome night of racing, by the way. And then we have Cameron Goldsworthy coming on again to talk safety and share his testimony. And also, we have Jay Dillon, Greenville Speedway, the Jay Dillon Show. Jay Dillon will be on later in the show. So y'all pray for me this goes good. So I'm super excited. I hope a lot of people are tuned in and listening. So let's get this show on the road. So we're going to talk 10-4 Terry. That's cool. Just got a message from Terry, so. All right, so this is super cool, man. Like, this is huge. So I'm glad that I get to do this tonight. So this is cool. I love doing this podcast. I especially love live videos. So maybe one day we can integrate the live videos with the podcast. That'd be cool. But this is so cool. So let's talk Deep South Speedway and Tri-County Speedway. I'll be at Deep South Speedway this weekend. I got a vacation day tomorrow, so I'm excited. I'm going to get my truck worked on tomorrow. Hopefully the Chevrolet dealership can find out what's wrong with my blinker, with my taillight problems. And then I will be on to Deep South Speedway tomorrow night, as long as I don't rain out. Deep South Speedway rained out tonight for practice. But they got the Forever 51 race, the Forever 51 Chandler Shaw Memorial. So this race has been rained out twice this year. So hopefully nobody makes like an Indian to do a rain dance. If you make like an Indian do a rain dance, I'm going to have to come slap you. But we don't want that this weekend. No rain dances. So they will be, let me go to Deep South Speedway's page, Facebook. And, of course, Deep South Speedway has a new website now, deepsouthspeedway.net, I do believe. And let's go. And Cameron Goldsworthy will be on next on the show. Okay, let's pull up Deep South Speedway on Facebook. Man, I can't wait to be out of Facebook jail, man. I can go live at the racetrack this weekend, hopefully. All right, so Deep South Speedway has, of course, rained out tonight, sadly. Sad face, because a lot of drivers wanted to practice. And I know for a fact they got a lot of rain because I watched the weather radar, and I have all the racetracks that I go to or have ever been to. I've got their towns listed on my weather book app to show whether a track's raining or not. So when Deep South says they're rained out, they rained out because it rained up there. They're not just telling a story. And, you know, another thing that drives – a topic I want to get on real quick is when a track rains out, people bash them for raining out. Say, oh, they just didn't want to race. They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to do that. Well, no, a track loses money when they don't race. How stupid is that to say a track just didn't want to race? No, a track loses money when they don't race. So that's just a dumb thing to say. That's people, put yourselves in the owner's shoes, the promoter's shoes, you know, track workers. You know, these tracks work hard. They want to get that race in. If they say they rained out and it shows on the radar that it rained, then it rained. I mean, a track loses money if they don't race. So I just want to get on that because I see that a lot with different tracks. People complaining, well, this track didn't want to race. This track, no, they have a legit reason. If it canceled for rain, you know. So, all right, so July 28th, 30th, $5,100 to win, 51 laps, Chandler Shaw Memorial. Holy cow, crap, Batman. Stingers are on the schedule for Friday night. They have the Vintage $800 to win, which is super, super awesome. And let's see here. See, Stingers are racing for $450. Dang, almost a lot of money on the line. 604 late models. Let's see, $1,500 to win. Modifieds, $1,500 to win. Street stocks, $1,500 to win. My goodness. And the Bombers are racing Saturday only. The 316 construction Bombers, $600. That's awesome. So shout out to my friend Josh Cooley at 316 Construction. If you're around Baldwin County and need some work done, hit up Josh Cooley. He can do any kind of construction work at your house. Need a building built, need a new house, Josh Cooley's your man. So hit him up. 316 Construction on Facebook. So $600 to win Bombers. Friday and Saturday, driver's meeting at 6:45, hot laps at 7, racing at 8. But the big race is a factory stock, pure stock challenge. 51 laps for $5,100, man. That's a lot of money. If you got a pure stock or a factory stock, come race with us. It's great money. It's paying tribute to Chandler Shaw, who passed away. I didn't know him real well, but I met him twice when he won the Duels and Dixie at Deep South Speedway. He won twice, and he was super nice to me. He was excited. He was super happy that he won. Hadn't raced at Deep South in years. So that was cool to see him back. Bo Slay has won it 2 years in a row. And I think I heard that Bo's not racing in the pure stock factory stock race this year. But it should be a lot of pure stocks and factory stocks. And I want to say they got a prize contingency for the pure stock that finishes the highest out of all the cars. So that would be cool to see a pure stock win the race over a factory stock. How cool would that be? And I don't know who's going to win, but I'll make a bet with you. I got 20 bucks. Somebody wins. Shake hands on it. Surefire bet. So that's going to be this weekend. Super awesome. Modifies, bombers, I mean, just street stocks, late 604 late models. And my favorite class, the vintage, will be there Friday. If you got a vintage car, you better be there Friday. Because Mr. Billy, he's been putting y'all some more races on. And I got to give a shout-out to my friend Derek Benton. Derek Benton, when he got the vintage at Deep South this year for the first race, man, he had like 10 or 12 cars up there. That is super cool. So shout-out to Derek Benton for getting the ball rolling on the vintage cars coming to Deep South this year. And Mr. Billy owns one, so he loves racing the vintage. The more vintage cars show up, the more that it shows Mr. Billy say, hey, I need to race y'all more because y'all support us. Well, I'm going to support y'all. And, you know, Deep South Speedway pays a lot of money anyways, so that's going to be the place to be. And then let's head on over in the other direction and go to Tri-County Speedway, and then we're going to bring Cameron Goldsworthy on the phone. So Tri-County Speedway is going to be awesome this weekend. My buddy Jamie will be back, and Iron Horse Late Models. Got to give a shout-out to Monty Skinner for helping Jamie get his car right and driving it last race. So Monty Skinner is a good dude. So he knows late models inside and out. Okay, so here we go. It's hump day, which 21 hours ago. It's hump day, which means we're getting closer to this Saturday night's races with some of the best racers, fans, food, and staff in this part of the country. We're expecting some ground-shaking thunder, but not from the weather. It's the third round of the Modified Mania Series, sponsored by Johnson Ford and Atmore. Oh, cool. $2,000 to win, plus Impact Zone Bombers for $500 to win. Good night. That's a good payout. Sponsored by Impact Zone Photos. Shout out to David Kranick. The Pure Stocks, Street Stocks, Iron Horse Late Models, 602 Late Models, and the 604 will also be ready for the great show. Pits open at 3. $30 pit pass, ages 11 and up, $15 ages 3 to 10, free ages 2 and under, no car entry fee except the modifieds, no driver fee for any driver, no transponder fee for any class, no ATV fee, no tailgate section fee, no extra vehicle fee in the pits. This is why I love the Swamp Tri-County Speedway. You see all that? No fees for this, no fees for that, no fees for this, no fees for that. That's what draws people in, because when you start adding fee after fee after fee after fee, it scares people and drivers away. And this right here is awesome. The Day family's awesome. I talk to Miss Marilyn all the time. Isaiah's awesome. Chuck's awesome. Go support the Swamp this weekend. And y'all better watch out. That 48M Mazingo Racing is coming for that win this weekend. He's coming. He's coming hard for that win in the Iron Horse Late Models. Hopefully they'll have 8 cars this weekend. And check out the new changes they made to the track. So the last race I was there, man, they repainted the steps. They repainted the bleachers. They did a whole lot of work to Tri-County Speedway, and it looks awesome. That is the Cadillac of dirt tracks, man. And I love the Day family. I love going there. So, yeah, that's all we got for that. And I'll be, of course, at Deep South Speedway this weekend for the Forever 51 Chandler Shaw Memorial. I'll have the Race Safer Fuel Arrestor on display. Buy one from me. Made in the USA. No Chinese materials. Don't buy no Chinese garbage. Buy American-made. Buy local. Buy from me and Robbie. So shout-out to my friend Robbie Johns for inventing the fuel arrestor. Super, super awesome friend of mine. I thank the world of him. So one day we're going to take this thing to where it's just full-time. That's my dream. That's my goals. So right now we're going to get Cameron Goldsworthy. And let me check in the studio to see if Cameron is called in. And let's see. I just got a text. Who's that? Okay, Cameron's tuned in. Sweet. All right. Let me see. 850. So let me get Cameron on the end. And Cameron, what is up, my friend? Hello? Hello? Oh. Cameron, what is up, my friend? How you doing? Hello.
You're still there?
Yes, I can hear
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hey, what's
how's it going,
on?
Man?
Man, I'm doing
much.
dang near skipping.
Tires.
Man, look,
I am.
Cameron is the tire guru.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. I am a tire guru. How are you guys doing today?
I mean, man, we're doing dang near Skippy. Cameron is Mr. Hoosier. Let's go ahead and call it what it is.
Yeah, they've given me that nickname. Unfortunately, they give it to me for a reason that not too many people want to have. But for some reason, when you almost die from a tire, you get a statement of working on tires, and I've gotten pretty good at it. So luckily, my God, Lord, and Savior, I'm still here.
That's right. God is great. God, without God, we got nothing.
That's exactly right. No, but yeah, I've been doing tires and stuff for a lot of teams and getting ready for the Chandler Shaw Memorial Race this weekend. You're working with Joe Richburg. He was Chandler Shaw's pretty much. He basically Chandler lived with him up until about 5 years old, on for through high school and stuff. I mean, he was really close to him. And they were like family. And I'm also going to be working with Austin Morris, a little 12-year-old hot shoe, number 57, that runs pure stock. And hopefully I have a pretty good weekend. I'm going to be concentrating on them pretty heavily. Now, me and Bo have been teamed up the past 2 or 3 years, and we won this race every year, which has been very, very blessing that we've been able to put both cars. His pure stock car that Chandler built just for that track and put all his heart and soul in it, and it's undefeated at that track. And then also his late model. And it's been, it's a very emotional weekend for a lot of people at Deep South Speedway in this race. He had so many friends. He worked with so many people. And it's a blessing to be a part of it. And Chandler and I, we didn't hang out a lot, but we really bonded really quick, and we talked a lot of, during the build of this car, we chit-chatted about a lot of things that people couldn't figure out why he had let me in so easy. And he was a good kid, really good kid. He passed away at a real young age, and it's very unfortunate. His spirit is still here with us, and this weekend we're showing it, and it's going to be special. So, 51
cool.
laps, I'm really looking forward. I hope, and I'm not trying to put a jinx on anybody. Like I said, I'm working with Joe Richburg, and if anybody's got the spirit to be able to win this race, it's him. And for, Austin to be able to make the show, that's our biggest goal. I was talking to his dad, Little Bitty, and everybody knows this Little Bitty. Like Mr. Morris.
Oh, yes.
That's our guy. That's what I call him. So,
hey, everybody calls him Little
Bitty. Yeah, everybody calls him Little Bitty, and you look at him, you're like, I like him. I love it to death. He's a very special cat, and he and I, we work together real well. And I told him, I think last year, Austin come up to me, and he said, man, I'd really like you to help me out on tires. So that's what I've been doing, helping him out. He's got a lot of respect for me, really good manners, and just a really good kid. And, boy, he can wheel a hot rod. He's very good. And,
oh, I'm telling
you, Joe
like
Richburg, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Joe Richburg has built a car just for this race. And
awesome.
It was unfortunate we got rained out tonight because I'm on my way over there, and it just so happened that they called it, and I didn't even look at Facebook. Of course, they posted it like 20 minutes before. And since, 2 days ago, I've had 35 phone calls on my phone talking about tires and stuff because I got a lot of people across the country I work with. And also, just talking about safety. Safety is one of the biggest things that people overlook in racing. They much rather, they'll spend the extra money on a carburetor or put that extra little bit of money into something on the chassis or the race car, but forget about the safety. But I tell you right now, you put that extra
Amen.
Money into your safety compartments, you can definitely, definitely pick up 2 tenths every time because you're safer. It's a mental
thing.
Ain't
no doubt.
And then, you know, obviously, and, you know, we're going to say it's a spirit, too. Our God, Lord, and Savior is going to push you a little harder because you're safer. He knows you can handle it.
Amen.
Think about it that way.
And, you know, and one of the things that gets me in safety, and I've heard this a lot, and I hear it all the time, especially with me promoting the field restaurant, people say, if they make it mandatory, I'll buy it. So why should they have to make something mandatory that will save your life before you'll buy it? You know how stupid that sounds? You know, and you're the king of safety.
Well, it's mandatory
so you know
to breathe.
Right.
Right. You know, that August 3rd deal, I mean, it changed my life about safety. And if we could take a minute, and I'll tell you a little bit about it for those that haven't heard my story. August 3rd, 2002, I was struck in the head by a race car tire. Doing about 100 miles an hour, went about 100 feet in the air and hit me in the head at Southern Raceway. The main reason why that happened was lack of safety on that part. They had stock lug nuts. It was a beadlock wheel. It was a Tile City retread tire. And you'd look at the amount of weight that was. It was close to about 70 pounds that tire or wheel weighed. And doing about 100 miles an hour, you could do the math. It wasn't my time to go, thank God. They life-flighted me from the racetrack to the hospital. But before I ever took off, Jeff Smith, if it wasn't for him, I would be dead right now. Jeff Smith is an EMT paramedic over in Choctaw Beach, Florida at that time. And he took care of me to get me ready for life flight and stepped in there and took charge because he was like my best friend. Me, him, and his dad built a race car together for him to race in 1994. And it just so happened he couldn't race because he was married. Well, next thing you know, about 2 days before it was time for race and I was going to be racing, he goes, hey, cameraman, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to be able to race the car. I said, man, that's awesome. Well, what happened? I thought you was getting married. Oh, no, I got rid of her. I'm going racing. That's what me and my dad want to do. He's like, I'm so sorry, dude. We did this for you anyways. I'm just glad to be a part of it. One day you'll pay me back, and I don't care what you do. Just take me out to eat. You don't have to take me out to eat. Just spend time with me. You saved my life August 3rd, 2002. But they life flighted me from the racetrack to the hospital, going over the Escambia River Bridge on Interstate 10 and life flight. They had it documented off when my heart stopped beating. It stopped beating right there. 4.5 minutes later, they landed at the hospital. And when the helicopter hit the pad is when I started breathing again. And then my heart started beating again. So they stuck me in a drug-induced coma, and I was in the hospital for 8 days in the hospital for over a month. And I had so many people that have been a part. I lost my memory for like 5 years. And it's just safety is something that I feel like I really need to focus on because that day the guy had stock lug nuts, and I'm not going to call his name out because he knows who he is. He had stock lug nuts on a racing wheel. And you could take a 23-ounce hammer, east wing hammer, and you can knock it off at an impact of 100 foot-pounds of velocity. If I remember. My brother works for Stryker. He's an engineer, and he put all those diggers and stuff together. So you could have kicked it off over the studs. And time goes on, and luckily I was able to survive it. And I'm no different than anybody else out there. I'm not saying that my injury is any worse than anybody's. I'm not saying I'm not luckier than anybody. I'm just, you know, I am lucky to be here, and I'm not trying to make my story sound like it's any better than anybody else's. So please let everybody understand that. I have feelings for everybody, and one of my biggest things is safety. That's why I push the hooker harness so, so deep in all the cars that I work with. I said, I can't make your car faster if you don't feel like you're safer, because my mental mind is what I'm working with you. If you're not safe in the car, then how is that going to make me feel like I can make it faster? Because I feel nervous. You know, these cars are very, very dangerous to drive in a way, but you're safer in these cars to a certain extent than you are in an automobile, truthfully, driving down the highway to a certain extent. But, you know, there's just a lot of things that people overlook. You know, how often do you put your seatbelts in the car? Mandatory is supposed to be every 2 years. The deal with hooker harness is if you buy their billet ratcheting system, you can send their belts in once every other year, and they will redo those belts for, I think the price is close to about, you know, don't quote me, I think it's anywhere from $80 to $100. You can have the belts redone, and they send you new ones back. Yeah, that's an awesome deal. Now, this fuel arrestor
that's
that you
good...
guys have come out with is very interesting.
Well,
that's
well,
awesome.
You. Yeah.
You know that? I
thank
mean, that
you.
Is...
I think...
Anytime you... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Anytime you can contain... I'm trying to drink water and keep my mouth wet at the same time. Sorry about that. But I'm...
You're good.
I'm in the process now. I'm grooving tires. I've been doing it all night pretty much. And but the fuel arrestor, I mean, it contains all the fuel. So the fire, if it does break out, it's all internal, which is
yes,
great.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't allow the fuel to right spill. That which is 90% of the accidents on a rollover or something is fuel that's getting out of the fuel cell, vent tube, because the actual ball doesn't lock itself out. Because that's a lot of things that people don't check is the vent on the fuel cell. I mean, that can possibly, you know, that's the goal is to keep all the fuel contained, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
You know, and I think that's an awesome idea. And, of course, me being the safety guru, man, I love safety.
Well,
it's,
I tell you what.
It's a really big deal.
When I see you again, we need to do a safety video together. We'll do a safety video
okay.
on the fuel arrestor, what it does, and then we'll talk about the hooker harness. So, and because
yep.
explain to people.
I'll actually bring one to the track. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Do that.
Yeah, I'll bring one to the track because I'm actually sitting. I got a couple of them in this weekend, and I'll bring one to the racetrack, and we'll have to do a little video on it for sure, and let people
that
know
would be
a little
great.
Bit about it. And,
explain
you know,
to people
have you ever,
about hooker harness.
Go ahead. Well, hooker harness has been, I think this year is their 50-year anniversary. 1972 is when they were born. Now,
wow.
This dates back into years of engineers and built into the aeronautical world. You know, they do airplanes like these big stunt airplanes and stuff. They build the harnesses and stuff. And so they got into playing around with race car stuff. They've been doing race car stuff for a while. Well, hooker harness, you know, they don't just do belts in cars. They also have a tie-down system for your trailer. You know, everybody don't realize that when you tie your car down on the trailer, it's supposed to have, or anywhere, it's supposed to have four straps. X-braced to keep the car from moving side to side, also keep it from going forward and backwards. And they build a four-strap system for, you know, your race car trailer or inside motorhome, whatever, toter home, however it is that you have, stacker trailer, what have you. And, you know, they build everything. They also doing some shock covers now. I'll have a couple of those with me over at Deep South Speedway. They do anything that has to do with safety, they're on top of it. And,
awesome.
I will try to, what I'll do is I'll get some information. I can give it to you tomorrow and you can just post it. And,
great.
We'll figure all that out. I'm going to be over there on turn four. Where I usually am over there. So if
okay,
you come
great.
Over there, I will definitely set something up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come early. So and
yep.
Also, I got a if I can get all my parts together, I got a video camera now that I can film races
okay.
with. My church had one, which is super, super cool. They voted on it in the business meeting and then let me have it. I gave a love offering. So I got me a camera now. If I can get it set up and worked up, I can set up on a tripod, and we can do a, you know, safety video. And if not, I'll still have my phone with me. We can do it that way, too.
Right. We can do, we'll figure something out on that, for sure. You know, obviously,
yeah,
safety
great.
Is huge. And that's, you know, I've been doing a lot of work with some drivers here locally. You know, just started working with little TJ Grimes. I like that kid. Boy, he's got a lot of skill. Loves to work
oh,
on his
does.
Car every day. And that's what I like about it. Got Matthew Trifenbacher, I can't remember. I can't pronounce his last name very well. He's out of Crestview here. Yeah, Trifenbacher.
Right.
There you go. You got it. You know, and he's doing that mud cover carbon fiber stuff, which is pretty cool. He and I became pretty good friends. And his first time out in his new car at Deep Platinum Motor Speedway, he wound up winning. And he's like, man, that was pretty cool. And I said, well, it doesn't matter the car count. Because it all is, you're not going to say every win does not have a clause. Well, there was only a certain amount
that's
of
right.
cars, you know. So it's one of those, you know, he and I have been working together, and there again, I'll try to put some, I'm trying to learn this, leave the stuff on the Facebook or whatever, on letting people know how to get a hold of him on prices and stuff on his little mud covers, but give him a shout out. He's
yes.
Pretty cool.
Joe
Richburg,
so
I'm actually on Sunday, excuse me, I'm leaving to go to North Wilkesboro Speedway, and I'll be
now
doing
that,
tires
be
for,
awesome.
I'll definitely send you some pictures and stuff of that. I'll be working with Joey Coulter, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series driver. He's the one remember when I released the car with all the stickers and pictures and stuff on it back 3 years ago?
Yes, up here at Tri-County.
You remember? Yep, at Tri-County. Joey Coulter was there. And it really felt, unfortunately, flew in just for that deal. And I thought for sure he was going to walk out to the front stretch for me. And he stayed over there, you know, kind of incognito. So I'll be working with him. And he and I have built a relationship because he's drove for me and Chris a couple times. And just, you know, the respect that he has for me and that I have for him and his family. And he's such a special. And I'll be working with Harold Hollis. He's also a NASCAR crew chief genius that started his grassroots of racing in Mooresville. Had a dream to go work on race cars. Slept in his car for 6 months. The next thing you know, he lives in Lake Norman. He's doing really well right now. So, I mean, hard work pays off and dreams come true every now and then.
That
so,
is cool.
Because,
North Wilkesboro, I've been following them trying to reopen the track, and they got it reopened.
Yep.
So the Camping World Truck Series going there, that is huge. That is like the racetrack of racetracks.
Yes, and it's got so much history in it, you know, and then they're going to run dirt. You know, when they peel up the asphalt, before they put the new asphalt down, they're putting dirt. And obviously they'll have the dirt, so they'll have a dirt race for a month.
Wow,
and then
that is
the
cool.
Month after that, I guess, they're going to have, they're going to put new asphalt and stuff down and then so on and so on. So they are going to have, like, Craftsman trucks there. I don't really know the whole schedule, but I know here lately it's been extremely busy. Also got some drivers I've been working with, Galen Robinson. He's out of North Georgia. He's, matter of fact, racing tonight at Tri-State Speedway at that Southern
cool.
National Series. Isn't that what that is?
Schaefer's.
That's my Schaefer's
Southern National or something.
Yep. Right. And then I worked with Shane Clanton this year. Shane and I, we talk regularly on the phone. He's turned into a real good friend, not realizing that me and Shane, when we used to live in when I lived in Georgia for 4 years of my life, we lived a couple streets away from each other and had no clue. And,
wow.
He and I bonded the first time I did tires for him. I went to his shop, did three sets. The next time we went to Sonoya, and I was doing tires for Bo and him, and he wound up winning, and he looked at me on the front stretch when he was in the car, and he looked up at me smiling, and he said, man, I haven't felt like that in 17 years. Dude, what did you do?
Cool.
You just have to look at it when you get to the track or get to the shop. And he called me up, and he says, man, that's pretty interesting. So he's been doing it, and we just bonded. You know, when you have a good feeling with somebody, you can work together.
That's right.
You know, and that's –
And, you know,
that's
– And you was talking about
cool.
You was talking about Austin Morris. So let me tell you about Austin Morris,
mm-hmm.
man. That kid is 12 years old, and he can wheel that pure stop like nobody else. Look, pretty soon he's going to be winning races backwards blindfolded. That's how good he is. He almost won at Deep South.
Yep.
I think he finished second or something like that. And then I saw he
right.
won at Southern a few weeks ago. So that's impressive.
He did win
I mean, it, I like
yep.
watching him. So that's cool.
You know, when he's in the car, you don't really see how big of a kid he is. When he gets out of the car, I mean, literally, he's got to jump up in to get in the car. It's not a matter of just lift your leg up and slide on in. It's like, and that's what people
yeah.
are like, oh, man, I just got outrun by so-and-so, and all of a sudden he gets out, and the darn top of the car is taller than him. So Austin is
that's
a really
cool,
good kid.
It?
He's got good manners. And, I mean, it's just, it's really special to be a part of, you know, young kids like Hamilton boy in the 22 car that won the championship
yes.
over at Dillon Hamilton. I was working
yes.
with him on his tires that year, and he won the championship over at Farmington Motor Speedway. I think it was either the last year or the second of the last year they were open. And that
that's
was
cool.
a very special thing. So, I mean, these young drivers, they're very special, you know. That's where the racing is going to continue on for life, these younger generations. So we got to keep the racing early ages keep on going. I mean, we can't push the old people out, because we've got to be able to make sure the old people are going to help the young kids and learn off
that's
of,
right,
you know.
One thing we got to teach these kids is safety. Pass on safety. When they get older,
absolutely,
they'll pass it on to their kids. Because without safety, we can't pass the generation on. Because if a driver gets hurt, then he can't pass it on to his kids or grandkids, whatever.
100%. I agree. One of the biggest things that people don't realize is, you know, they're always thinking about all these extra things. These cars and just generation of racing is getting faster. Not only because, you know, you can find out all the secrets on the smartphone. You know, back in the day, the bag phone didn't have a smart screen to where you could actually ask Siri, hey, how do I get a more cross in my car? It pulls up this racing engineering platform. The bag phone did not have it, you know, or the pay phone.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's easier to get information now. And
we have come a long way.
Just the safety. Yes, we have. But the safety part, if anybody, I'll make a bet with somebody, if they increase their safety in their car and get more comfortable in the driver's seat, their feel for the car, they'll pick up things that they'll never know that they had wrong with the car, because now they feel it in the car because they're safer bolted in the car. There is always a percentage of a human that's going to all of a sudden, what I would say, think about a certain thing if you're thinking about the safety clause. And the safety clause being, well, my belt's a little loose on my lap. Hooker Harness just put a ratcheting system on that. The hardest belt to get tight is the lap belt, because there's no room in these containment seats to really pull.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the ratcheting device down there. Boom. It is there. Don't ratchet
it down
too much, because it will make your ears pop out.
Well, you know, like, speaking of Hooker Harness, my brother, my oldest brother, Maury, he's a pilot. And I think I may have mentioned him recently about Hooker Harness, but they started out making airplane safety belts and stuff like that, and they still do.
Exactly correct.
So I find that super cool, because he's a pilot, he flies, and he has to have safety belts. So that's cool. They make airplane belts as well as racing belts and car belts. And I love the idea of the ratcheting belt. So if y'all need a good safety belt, call Hooker Harness up and tell them Cameron sent you, or can they buy one direct from you?
Oh, they can buy one direct from me, or I can get all the information, and what I can do is we can set it all up. The biggest thing is just knowing what you want. You know, the head and neck restraint deal, that's mandatory. I feel like everybody should have one, but some of them don't, and I realize that. But biggest thing is, you know, they make all kinds of different belts for so many varieties, even four-wheelers. I mean, they make them for four-wheelers. Any kind of belt you need, they can make it happen. And it's such a universal piece. And everything has to be mounted a certain way to get the absolute maximum of the belt system. It needs to be mounted correctly, and that's behind everything, I feel.
Awesome.
But safety is absolutely huge.
It is. And we're about to run out of time here for your slot, but do you have shout out all your sponsors, anybody you want to shout out, and I'll definitely see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've got quite a few. I've actually, you know, Chris O'Connor and I are building a new car right now. Hopefully we'll be able to release it in the next couple months.
Awesome.
We'll be working with everybody else. I just haven't had an office week a lot of time. One of my biggest people, obviously, helps us out, God, Lord, and Savior, number one. Hooker Harness, Davis Smith Carburetors, ProFab Headers, Randall Chuck, he's been a humongous part of mine. O'Reilly Auto Parts, Race Fans, which is big this year. The Air Shock, that's also with Ken Anderson up there in Mooresville, North Carolina. Driver Refine, that's Joey Coulter. Dean's Kitchen and Bath. Don't forget about them. That's the owner. That's Chris O'Connor. That's his business and stuff. FK Rod Ends. That is huge. Maria at FK Rod Ends. It's all part of safety. You know, you don't have a rod end that's going to get through all these tough situations that you run into a race. Brakes are high. If you rip the rear end out, you don't know where the car is going from there. And Davis Smith Carburetors. Davis Smith Carburetors has been a huge part of mine. Me and I have been a relationship for many, many years. And Home Pros Payton, they're out of Knoxville, Tennessee. O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts has been a huge part of my sponsorship for like 19 years, and this goes back to clear back to the days of me and Dan Allen when we raced, won all the championships in 03, 04. And like I said, I can't forget about Hooker Harness and Gulf Coast Gas Repair. And I know I'm probably missing somebody, but I had a huge list and I completely forgot where the list went. So as of right now, Weir's Machine, they're a big part of mine too, and Chris is in our program. And I try to do whatever I can to push sponsors, whether or not we were racing or what have you. Gorsuch,
that's awesome.
Stop Tech Brakes. I mean, it's just the list can go on and on. There's just so many people, and I apologize for the ones that I forgot. Not really forgot, but just somebody put you on the spot like that. I need to be better prepared for it. But O'Reilly Auto Parts is huge. Hooker Harness. So, Daytona
cool.
One. Let's don't forget about Buck down there in South Florida. Daytona One Additives products. He makes stuff for motors. Renegade Race Fuels. They help us out a lot. Got Frank Wilson over in Harold, Florida. And, you know, it's just fancy race shops. Let's don't forget about them either. And I think that's going to be about it. And,
well, that's great.
Man, I appreciate, Jared, what you do. And keep up the job that you're doing with your buddy on this field, Esther, because, I mean, anybody has anything, safety is huge.
Well, thank you very much.
And
I really appreciate you coming on. And look. And thank you. And I tell people all the time that Cameron is a good, good dude. Like, Cameron's like, between Cameron and Robbie, they're two of the top people I've met racing. I've met a lot of good people, and y'all two are definitely. So I appreciate everything you've done for me. So thanks for coming on the show, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, sounds like a plan. We'll see y'all at the races. And like I said, buckle your belts. Keep check the tire pressure. Make sure your lug nuts are tight and tires don't fly, and everything will be good. Finish your race. Got to finish
all
it.
All right.
Before you win.
Amen.
Appreciate you guys. Take care. Thank you, man.
Bye. Cool. All right, that was Cameron Goldsworthy. Next, we have Terry Sanders at Jackson Motor Speedway. So let's get Terry Sanders on the show. And let's see.
Hey,
all right, Terry, what is up? How's it going?
Man, burning up. It's
oh, it's
hot.
Man, it's hotter than a billy goat with a blowtorch, ain't it?
It is. How you doing, Terry?
Man, I'm doing dang near skippy. God has blessed me with being able to be on the show tonight.
Good deal. All of us.
That's right.
Well,
amen. So tell us about this weekend's race.
We have got an exciting weekend this weekend. I have got 40-plus hot shots signed up for this 2001 Hot Shot Shootout race at Jackson Motor Speedway. And I'm expecting even more to show up now. We've put a $100 hard charger award on there. We've got a $300 longest haul. And we've got a $300 fast qualifier award as well. So somebody's got the potential to go home with some money this week.
Good.
And
I tell you what, Dino Dave Smoot going to be coming for it, ain't he?
He is. He told me he was getting on the plane, leaving down there around the Republic of my mind went blank. He's on vacation with his wife down in Mexico somewhere. But anyway,
okay.
He's been messaging me about every day and said he's coming. He's gonna try and take that money home with him. But he's got a lot of contenders to deal with.
Man, that's gonna be awesome because I'm sure y'all gonna have the best of the best there.
We got a lot of fast cars coming. So it's gonna be a really good show. Of course, last weekend it was supposed to happen 2 weekends ago, and we've got rained out. We had the drivers meeting, and the bottom just we was watching the radar. There was nothing on the radar. All of a sudden, we had a cloud come over. Bottom fell out. We lost the racetrack. So we're gonna go for it this weekend, and so we added a little bit extra money to it. Got a few extra sponsors and. We threw a little bit of extra money at it. So,
I hope y'all get a ton of cars because really there's not a whole lot of cars racing Stingers. And, you know, Deep South is racing on Friday night. So maybe those that run Deep South Friday night can come race with y'all Saturday.
Absolutely. We'd love to have them. It's a 25-lap race. It is sponsored by Alpha Specialties and, they're a trailer sales and trailer repair place in Pearl. So they are our title sponsor for Hotshot Shootout.
So y'all go to Alpha Specialties, get your trailer fixed, buy you a new trailer from them. Great, great company to do business with.
It is. Great people. You can go up there and see Brian. Brian's the shop foreman. I've known Brian. I've known Chris. I went to school with both of them boys and some really good boys there. They'll hook you up on either selling you a new trailer or repairing your old trailer.
Well, that's great. So tell them where to find them on Facebook, the website, or.
You can go to Alpha. They're on Facebook. It's Alpha Specialties.
Awesome. That's cool.
So
I'm sure.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
I've tagged them in a lot of posts on our Jackson Motor Speedway page. So if you scroll down the page, just a few posts, you'll see where I got them tagged in the post, talking about the Hotshot race. So that's an easy way to go find them.
That's great, and I'm sure Amanda and Boss is excited.
We all are excited. We are ecstatic about this race. We're ready to get this race in. We're ready for it to be. To drop that green flag, we've got a lot of awesome things planned out for this race, and we're really looking forward to it. We also going to run our 604. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, 604s. Okay, cool.
Right, we're also going to have our weekly show. We're going to run the 604 crates, our 602 sportsmen's, and our factory stocks and street stocks, along with the Capital City Wingless Sprints as well.
Well, that's cool because the wingless sprints are super, super awesome because I know my buddy Robbie started the Low Book Sprint Car Series down there in South Florida. So I think y'all would do great with the Capital City Sprints because it's not every day you see a wingless sprint car, and those suckers will fly.
They will. I think, of course, it's a new class for this year. It took them a little bit to get some cars built and this, that, and the other, and they're still in the process of building some. I seen a new car pass yesterday, pass me on the road, so I called them up. Like, hey, we got a new car coming. And they said, yeah. Said they're bringing it to the shop now. We're just going to get it fired off and check it out, make sure it's good to go. I think we're up to 7 or 8 of them cars now of the wingless sprints. Yes.
That's awesome.
So
that'll bring a lot of people to the stand.
That's going to be a good test. Right, that's going to be a good show. And then, of course, everybody's excited about the Hotshot Shootout. I've got Dave Smut, I know, is coming from Pensacola, Florida. I've got him coming from Louisiana. I got a lot of them. There's a bunch of them coming out from South Louisiana, Alabama, and, of course, all of our guys in Mississippi's coming. I think I even got a couple of registered today that's coming out of Tennessee. We've got a lot of cars coming everywhere.
So do you want to tell everybody the start times and the event order, what y'all doing?
I don't have the event order with me, and I won't actually get that till Saturday. But Pit Gates is going to open at 4. The general admission is going to open at 5. And it's regular cost to get in. It's $30 for a pit pass for adults, and general admission is $12 for adults. And then registration is going to open right there at 4 o'clock when the pit gates open. So everybody come by and get your transponder. If you've already paid, you just come by, get your transponder. And if you was here 2 weeks ago when we did get the rain out, all you got to do is come up there, tell them your name, ponder, you're ready to go. I know the guys that have not pre-registered yet that said they're coming. Of course, they'll have to bring their money with them, go ahead and get registered for the race. But registration is going to close at 6:30. We're going to try and have the cars on the track by about 6:15. And driver's meeting is going to be about 6:45. And 7 o'clock, we're hoping to throw the green flags.
Wow, that's awesome. Look, I urge everybody that's around Jackson, Mississippi, go to the racetrack this weekend. We want standing room only. We want cars. We want 150 cars, 200, and, 100 of those need to be hot shots. And then we just need to just sell out the place, and y'all go to Jackson and support Terry and Amanda. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
It is. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great race. It's going to be a lot of action-packed Saturday night. And, we're ecstatic. We can't wait. I've been up there doing a lot of work this week already. Amanda and Raymond was there this weekend. They've done a lot of work. Amanda will be back up tomorrow to start finish cutting grass and bush hogging. And then we'll get up Saturday morning and finish cutting grass and bush hogging and have everything ready to go for Saturday night. But
that's great.
I'd like to throw this out there real quick. Also, we didn't get to debut them 2 weeks ago, but Whelan Engineering has came on board as a sponsor for our racetrack. We've got 5 brand spanking new LED caution lights around the racetrack.
Wow!
So
that's
something we're excited about. Whelan Engineering has told us that we are the first dirt track in the South to have these lights. So
we're excited about
that. We're looking forward to that sponsorship. And also Roger's dad's Chevrolet, they have came on board this year as a huge sponsorship for us. They've helped us get our scoreboard. Of course, we are still having a few technical difficulties with our scoreboard. We're in the process of getting that worked out. And it's been one of them things where we're having to play with and figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our scoreboard is wireless, and apparently the scoreboard works on about the same frequency that a cell phone works off of. So when everybody shows up at the track, the scoreboard don't want to work right. So we're in contact with the scoreboard company, trying to figure out how to avoid that. So we are having technical difficulties with our scoreboard. But Roger's Dads is a huge sponsor of ours at Jackson Motor Speedway this year, and they'll continue that over the next several years. And so I want to give a shout-out to them. And also, they have Roger's Dads Chevrolet in Brandon. If anybody needs a 604 or a 602 crate engine, get with me, and I will get you in touch with the proper channels to talk to get you a brand spanking new crate motor from Roger's Dad. They have them in stock.
Awesome. That's cool.
So
do they have a Facebook or a website?
They're on Facebook. It's Roger's Dad Chevrolet on Facebook.
Sweet.
And then they've also got Roger's Dad Chevrolet on the internet. I believe their website is rogersdabs.com. Don't quote me on that one, but I think I'm right. But,
okay, sweet.
They are on Facebook. It's Roger's Dabs Chevrolet on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
But if anybody does need a motor, a 602 or 604 motor, get with me, and I will get get you in touch with the right people at Rogers Dabs to get you a motor. They have them in stock,
awesome.
And they're ready to go.
That's awesome. And, you know, and you mentioned about Whelen Manufacturing. So anybody that's been watching NASCAR, I'm 36 years old. I've been watching NASCAR since I was a wee little lad in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And Whelen, you know, Whelen sponsors the NASCAR Whelen Modified Touring Series. And, of course, they sponsor NASCAR. They have all the safety lights, whatever. So that's a really big deal to be the only dirt track in the South to have one of their lights, because they're the Cadillac of lights, you know.
They are the Cadillac. They have stepped up, and you know, we've talked to them, and we've got sponsorship through them, and we've actually last weekend, as of Saturday morning, we actually got the last light put up before
awesome.
What we're supposed to go race cans to go. So we've got all new track lights. They're all LEDs. They're all really bright. I mean, y'all, if you haven't been to Jackson Motor Speedway in a while, you should come out and check us out, because we've got a lot of upgrades that we've done, such as the scoreboard. We've got brand new LED track lighting around the track. We've got the new caution lights now. There's been new things added to the concession stands. It's just a lot of work has gone on in that place over the last year and a half, and everything's just coming together so great, and I'm ecstatic about what the rest of this season's going to hold and what next season's going to bring to us as well.
That's
but
cool.
I don't want to forget I don't want to forget the rest of our sponsors. Go ahead and let me throw them out there. We also got Dark Horse Press. We got Dark Horse Press, which is a media outlet here in Jackson. They've come on board, help us sponsor, do a sponsorship with them. They're a news channel without an actual TV channel. They do it all on Facebook, and they've got their own app and everything. It's Dark Horse Press, and they help promote the track with, you know, some of the other clientele. You know, we're a bunch of rednecks around the racetrack, so they help us out and get some of the other folks that don't know about us, let them know. My mind went blank. Give me just a second. We've got Rogers Dabs. We've got Whelen Engineering. We've got Dark Horse Press. Wendy's has came on board as a sponsor for this year. And I got one more I'm thinking in the back of my head. I'm trying to think of it. It's one more. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know why my mind does not want to work right.
Oh, I can tell you've been at work all day. You tired. You've been busier than a one-arm paper hanger.
I've been holding a steering wheel all day long. I done been up this morning, went to Mobile and Moss Point, Mississippi, and done drove all the way back to Jackson and unloaded the trailer. And if everything goes right, I don't have to work tomorrow. But,
that's great.
Man, I'm sorry. My mind has went blank on this. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget them, because they're a big sponsor as well.
All right.
I feel crazy that I can't remember it.
Well, let me pull up here.
Okay, well, it's Rogers Dabs, Wendy's, Whelen Engineering, and Dark Horse Press is our sponsors for this year.
Okay. Awesome.
So I didn't forget anybody. My mind was telling me there was somebody else, and there wasn't.
And you got Alpha Specialties for this weekend.
We do. We have Alpha Specialties as our sponsor for the Hot Shot Shootout. So we are ecstatic about this weekend. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. If y'all haven't been out to Jackson Motor Speedway this year, please come out and see this show. It's going to be awesome. And then also in two weeks we've got the Hot Sprint Cars, the Hurricane Area Super Sprints coming in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's going to be cool. You'll get Todd Fayard. You'll get all the Shane Morgan. You'll get all the big boys up there.
And we're excited about that. You know, we love sprint cars around Jackson. I think
that's
that
cool.
Goes for most anyway. Everybody loves sprint cars.
Yeah, exactly. I do, too. And, you know, you talked about how y'all had new lighting on the track. That is a photographer's dream, because I'm a photographer. And LED lights are the way to go on a racetrack, because if the track's dark, your pictures are dark, they come out like garbage. I love that they all put the LED lights up there. That's going to help out a lot, taking pictures, see the cars, everything.
Absolutely. We put a lot of work in, a lot of man hours went into the track over the last few months, you know, just putting the new track lighting up and then getting the LED caution lights put up and, you know, just the actual work at the track, a lot of man hours goes into that. And it's not one of them you show up and go to work on Friday night, Saturday night. No, it's a work all week long progress to get the track ready to go racing Saturday night.
That's cool. Well, do y'all have a website?
We do. It's JacksonMotorSpeedway.net.
Okay. So y'all go to JacksonMotorSpeedway.net. You can find out all the information about the racetrack. Go like them on Facebook. And if you're there this weekend, go give Terry and Amanda a shout-out. Thank them for what they're doing. Thank the track workers. Thank the people selling the food. Thank everybody there, because they put on they do a lot of work for y'all to be able to come out and go to the races. So support your racetrack, because we don't want to hear no track bashing. We don't want no, because tracks are closing left and right in a lot of places, and we want y'all to go support Jackson Motor Speedway. We want it to be sold out. I mean, you know, that is redneck heaven down there, because I've been to Jackson twice, and that's a mighty fine racetrack.
Thank you, Jared. It is. We've put a lot of work into it. We're looking forward to the rest of this season, and we're looking forward to next season and what the seasons to, excuse me, the seasons to come, and it's going to be amazing. We're out here trying to put the work in. And we need the drivers and the fans to come out and support us.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Well, I appreciate Terry coming on. May God bless you. And we're going to get our next guest. I believe it's Craig Moore coming on next. So thank you for coming on, Terry.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate you, man.
All right. We'll see you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. And that was Terry Sanders with Jackson Motor Speedway. So, all right, and let me get him. And we have Michael Williams, so he will be calling in shortly. And let me see what time I have him. Let's see what time I have him. Okay, so Michael is set up for 8:30, so all right. Now, let's see if Craig Moore is on. So, let's see. Craig is going to be talking about a big race, and it's going to be at Henry County Motorsports Park, I do believe. So, let me see. Henry County Motorsports Park. So, all right, let me see if Craig's on. Let me see if I got his number. And let's see. All right, so I don't guess Craig is in. So let me talk about this race. So if Craig's not able to make it, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this race he sent about. So let me pull up Henry County Motorsports Park. Henry Racing. Here we go. So look up Henry Racing on Facebook, Henry County Motorsports Park. So this is the race he was going to call in and talk about. So this is a super, super huge race. It's Saturday night, July 30th, 2022, Henry County Motorsports Park, Night of Destruction. Gates open at 4. Carnage starts at 7. And it is, let's see, 100-lap enduro race. My goodness. Ooh, I love enduro races. First is $3,500. Wow. Second, $1,000. Third place is $800. Fourth is $400. Fifth is $300. Good night. 100-lap enduro, man. That's awesome. I love enduro races, man. That is rated R for redneck right there. And I also have a demolition derby. Holy cow, crap, Batman. Look at that. $1,500 for first place in the demo derby. Second is $800. Third is $600. Fourth is $300. Good night. Man, if you're down there in South Florida, you need to go to Henry County Motorsports Park. Pay out based on car counts. 4.6 Fords, Gladiators, flagpole race, and car bowling. Wow. The address is 9985 Highway 27 South, Clewiston, Florida. And for more info, go to henryracing.com. Go like the Facebook. That is super, super cool, man. I love enduro races, especially the Shady Brady Wing 100 or however many laps it was at Why Not 200 or whatever. That was so much fun at Why Not, man. So if you like enduro races, and if you like demolition derbies, man, you better go to Henry County Motorsports Park this weekend, the 30th. Good night. If I wasn't going to Deep South and I lived down in South Florida, yeah, I'd be there because that looks like that's the place to be. Rednecks coming out to Woodworks to see demolition derby and enduro racing. Can't beat it. Okay, so let me see. We had another guest. Let's see. All right. We had another guest on, but he didn't say anything. So let me see if I can get him to call back in. Let me see. It's been a good show tonight. I love talking safety with Cameron. Oh, that was cool to have Terry Sanders come on and talk a little Jackson Motor Speedway. And I've been to Jackson twice for the All-American 60, and that's been years ago. But it was so much fun. So I can't even imagine the new changes they've made to Jackson. So, Terry, if you're still listening, do me a favor. I forgot to mention this to him. But take some pictures of those new wheeling lights that you got up. I want to see that. I want to share it to our page. And as soon as I'm out of Facebook jail tomorrow, I should be able to start sharing posts again. And hopefully I'll be able to go live at Deep South Speedway tonight. And I got me a new video camera I'm going to be trying to use to film races with. The part I need for my camera to take pictures with is still on back order. I check it all the time. So, and let me see if I can get, let's see, I'll get Michael. Let's see. All right, so next will be Michael Williams, and I am sending him a message. So we didn't have Craig call in, so see if I can get Michael Williams on the phone and to talk about his racing. So let me see here. Michael races the street stock class, and I like watching him race. I pull for him. He's just awesome. Street stock, pure stock, you name it, he can drive it. Doesn't matter. He knows his way around the racetrack. He can win. And let me see. I think it's car. Yeah, 19. Yeah, car number 19. That's right. Car 19. Okay. And somebody just sent a message. All right, so he is calling in. Cool. So let's get Michael on the line. Let me go back here. Man, this show is so much fun. I love doing this show, man. Let's see here. Just got a text. Oh, okay. So Cameron forgot to shout out one of his sponsors, but it's Earnhardt Technologies Group, Stephen Maynard and the crew. So shout out to Earnhardt Technologies Group. Go find them on Facebook, find their website, and that's cool. I'm so glad Cameron called in and talked safety. I thank the world of Cameron. He's super, super, super cool, man. He's safety-minded like me. You can call us the safety Nazi if you want to, whatever. It don't matter. We're safety-minded before speed, before performance, because what's speed and performance going to get you if you get hurt in a race car? So, in my opinion, stop worrying about the most speed, the most horsepower, the most this, the most that. You know, just think about safety first. Safety is where it's at, especially with fuel fires. The fuel arrestor is super, super important. If you want to contain your fuel in one spot, the fuel arrestor is it. And it's just safety in general, like Cameron was talking about, is just great. So let me see if Michael has called in. All right. And I just sent him a message, told him to call in early since we had a... And Jay Dillon from Greenville Speedway, the Jay Dillon Show, he's going to come on. So I like Jay Dillon, man. He doesn't have a Facebook anymore because his Facebook got hacked. But he is on Snapchat, so look him up at Jay Dillon on Snapchat. And I keep in touch with him on there, and I like talking back and forth with him and seeing his race car videos and stuff, so... Jay Dillon's a super, super cool dude, and he's super funny. You know, me and Jay Dillon are just some of those people that like to make people laugh. And so if you're up at Greenville Speedway, you need this. Man, Jay Dillon is so funny, man. He'll have you laughing so hard you about peeing your pants. All right, so let's see what all of the tracks we got running this weekend while we're waiting on Michael to call in. We have Southern Raceway is running. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, Tri-County Speedway, The Swamp, is running with their Modified Mania Series, $2,000 to win. So it should be a pile of modifieds up there for $2,000 to win. You'll see drivers like Greg Hopkins. You'll see Larry Falk. I don't know if he's still got his mod or not. But so it's cool that they mix IMCA mods with the UMP and the Run What You Brung, put them all in one class and race them for $2,000. That's cool because most tracks are just either or. They either run IMCA only or UMP only. And, of course, my favorite is IMCA. And I just love watching IMCA mods race. Got to give a shout-out to my buddy Josh Owens. He's got an IMCA mod, which is cool. So can't wait to see him back on the track at Deep South in Tri-County. And then I did see the other day, I don't remember where I saw it at, but I do remember seeing that Northwest Florida Speedway, let's give them a shout-out to Scott Sessions and the crew. Let me find that post I seen the other day. They have a super, super huge race coming up next year, and I'm going to do my best to be there because this will be the biggest race that, well, I say it's the biggest race they've ever had at Northwest Florida Speedway. It may not be, but I know in my years of going racing, it'll be the biggest one. And let me see if I can find that post. Where did it go? They got a really, really huge race. There it is right there, huge purse. Let me click this link. Okay, let's see. Get this to pull up. Have not seen Michael call in. And I'll send Jay Dillon a message. Let him know. All right, let's see. Why won't that link pull up? There it comes, right there. All right, this is really, really huge. So this is a huge, huge race. Let me click on this picture. So this is presented by IMCA. Now, let me click full size. This IMCA Racing. It's going to be streamed on IMCA Racing TV. So it's Clash on the Coast, which is super, super cool. Clash on the Coast, February the 26th through March the 4th, 2023. So they're starting at Northwest Florida Speedway, then going to Southern. This is cool, man. Over $10,000 modified points fund pays 20 positions. Wow. And Northwest Florida Speedway, February 26th, 27th, and the 28th. And February 26th is the only practice time. Look at the purse. Nightly purse, $1,000 to win IMCA mods. Second place is $900. Man, that's a payout, man. 800, third, fourth, 700, fifth, 600, 500, 400, 350, 325, 10th is 300, and on back. 20th place pays $100. Dude, that is cool as grits, man. And that's just a nightly purse. And then they're doing the Crate Racing USA Street Stocks, man. 750 to win Street Stocks. Then it goes to 550, 450, 350, 250. Man, if you got a Crate Racing USA Street Stock, you need to be at Northwest Florida Speedway. And let's see. And sanctioned tech officials from both divisions will be on site. Entry fee is $25 per night. Tow money, $50. Four-night IMCA points fund, $2,500 for first. Ooh, man. $1,500 for second. Let's see, $1,000 for third. My goodness. And that's going to be an awesome time. So, oh, looks like we have our guest, Michael Williams, on the phone. So what is up, Michael Williams? How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Man, I'm doing dang near skippy. God's great. So tell everybody about your racing, where you race at. Tell them about yourself.
I've been racing since I was 14. I started out with my dad. He'd been racing as long as pretty much been alive. So I was 14. I didn't have my driver's license. My mom would have to pull my race car to the track for me so I could race. So started out in that and was racing go-karts on Sundays and cars on Fridays and Saturdays and times. So pretty much been racing spent my whole life. So I guess it's addictive.
Well, that's cool. So something super cool to me, because I've been watching you race for a while at Deep South, and that last race at Deep South, as everybody knows, it was there. It started raining. And then Mr. Eddie, shout out to Mr. Eddie Ricci at Turn 1 Photos, he told me, he said, "Hey, Jared," he said, the rain is coming, and the track told us we need to get up there and take victory lane pictures at the tech shed. He said, "Here, I want you to take my camera and go up there." And I was tickled to see Michael win the race, and he come through the tech shed, and I got his picture cheesing, grinning like a possum, and that was super cool to see you win that race. That was cool, right before the rain hit.
Yeah, so it's been a good night. I've been struggling a couple years with this car and just a lot of bad luck with it. And I got a new motor into last year, and first race I won with it over Deep South. And then this year I went over to Deep South again and got the win again, changed a bunch of stuff on the car and got better. And then I went to Wynot this past Saturday just to make sure it wasn't a fluke. And barely got the win up there, but got it done.
Well, that's cool. So how many cars did they have at Wynot this weekend?
12 street stocks.
Wow, that's cool. And you raced, there's some top-notch street stocks over there, so to beat them, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really tough. I ended up winning by 15 1,000s. The guy
wow.
passing, coming for the checkers.
Dude, that is cool. You just don't see that kind of a finish. And it seems like I remember Chris Creighton sharing a picture of that finish, and I saw it, and I was like, that's cool. You don't see that very often at a dirt track. So it was a drag race to the finish.
Yes, it was good. I was glad we could put a show on for the fans.
Well, that's cool. So are you running for points at any of the tracks?
No, I haven't been at a race much this year. I had motor trouble first of the year, and I just got it back. So this thing got so late in the year, it's really too late to race for points. So just kind of skipping here and there, trying to race local to get the car dialed in and then try to hit some of these big races.
Well, that's cool. So which track will you be racing at this weekend?
Not racing this weekend. I have prior plans. We had a little bit of damage after me and that guy. He got a little squirrely coming to the checker the other night, kind of got into me, so missed some door bars and fixed a few things on it. And then the following weekend, I'll go back to Wyandotte. I think at the track national, so I'm going to go up there and see how it goes and try to decide if I'm fast enough to run a street stock national with him or not.
Well, that's cool. Well, I think it'd be cool to see you win that prelude race because that's a big deal.
Yeah, so if you win it or take the top finishing car and they don't make the race, then you'll better make the race out of that race provisional. So it's a pretty big deal.
Wow, that is cool. And it should be a lot of cars that weekend, too.
I'm thinking so.
So what is your most memorable moment in a race car? Something you remember the rest of your life?
Flipping at Hattiesburg. I flipped five times end over end, but I had flipped. It's been about 10 years ago in Hattiesburg and started a race, and a guy broke on the back straight on the very first lap, and tires back then would run a big 12-inch wide ones, and the tire caught his back bumper and went off in the corner, and the trailing arm broke over end, so it started flipping. And whenever it got done flipping, the whole roll cage on top of my head was shoved down like a U. And didn't understand why, because I built my own car. So I knew that the cage was safe. And when I'm watching the video, and you can actually see the rear end come out the car, come around, hit the top of the roll cage right on top of my head, and went back underneath the car. And I ended up getting a concussion and all from it flipping and all that, but I was very lucky.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing from God right there.
Yeah, I won the Fall Classic 3 times, so a couple other big races. So,
and you know, the Fall Classic, that's one of those, it's either, some people consider it the biggest race at Wyandotte, but I think the Street Stock Nationals is their biggest one, and that would be their second, but to win the Fall Classic is a big deal.
Yes, sir. I won it 3 times, and then won a couple points championships. I usually don't race for points too much, but if it works out, it works out.
Well, that's cool. So have you always been racing street stock, or what other classes have you?
No, I've raced a little bit everything. I've had a modified. I've had a late model. I've had pure stocks and street stock up until a couple months ago. Last couple years, I've had a factory stock and a street stock, and it's just too much work. Me and my son and my brother, my niece and nephews, trying to keep 2 cars up is just a lot of work and money. Trying to do it all on my own. I don't really have any sponsors other than just myself. Trying to work all the time and pay for it, it got to be a little bit too much. So I ended up getting rid of my factory stock a month or so ago. So I could focus on my street stock car.
I don't blame you there, because things are that's getting so expensive, especially with the current president we got now. Things are just, tires are getting outrageous in price, and tires are getting hard to find. It's getting crazy nowadays.
Yeah, I went to Wyandotte, and just between the fuel and entry fee and everything else, won the race and still went the hole. That's hard to swallow.
Man, well, if there's any business out there that would like to sponsor Michael, hit him up on Facebook. He'll be glad to accept your sponsorship.
Yes, anything helps. I'm not the type to go out and ask for help or anything. I know what it takes to make it work. So I just work every day till 10 every night trying to make ends meet.
Well, that's cool. Because I mean, and how long did you say you've been racing?
I've been racing about 25 years. it's been raced pretty good bit.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, you're one of those that could win the race backwards blindfolded.
Yeah, one of the most ever back around here. I've slowed down here the last couple of years. I used to be slow down a little bit, trying to enjoy life a little bit more, and then not making my whole life everything about racing. But when I do go race, make sure my car is 100% and make sure that it's ready to go.
Well, that's cool. So what is the biggest race you've ever entered? Street Stock Nationals, maybe?
I went up to Batesville. They have a 10,000 win race up there in Batesville, Arkansas, probably about 15 years ago. I went up there to face 10,000 to win. It was the biggest race around back then. So.
Wow, that's awesome. I bet that was a nice racetrack, too.
Yeah, well, it's super nice. Yeah.
Because I hear that Arkansas has got some good racing.
Yeah, it's just the rules are a lot different. They got some – there was a couple of us from down here went up there, and we thought we had big motors, and we realized our motors really wasn't that big compared to theirs.
Oh, I bet that was a shock.
Yeah, they got some big ones.
Well, so how many – let me see if you can tell me this. How many wins do you have in your career?
I would say probably 130, probably. I know there's a couple years
wow.
in a row I've won a couple years in a row. I've won 15 to 20 in a season.
That's pretty impressive to win, you know, any track.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick a favorite track or a home track, which is your?
Favorite track around here is probably Why Not, just because it's wider. You could race on it. This new track by my house, it's nice. It's Outlaw Speedway, and it's close. It's about 45 minutes from me.
That's cool.
Far facility. Deep South's the nicest facility that's close to me. It's about an hour and a half from me. Hattiesburg's about 45 minutes. Outlaw's about 40, and everything else is about 2.5 hours from me.
So it seems like you got racetracks surrounding you in every direction.
Yeah. Jackson, Why Not, Tri-County, everything's about 2.5 hours from me.
That sucks, because that's like where I live. I live out in a little redneck town of 1,400 people, and Why Not, it takes me an hour and 18 minutes to get to Why Not. An hour and 15 to Tri-County. Deep South is an hour and 45. And then to go to Hattiesburg is right at 2 hours. And then 2 hours to Northwest Florida Speedway, so I'm nowhere near any of them. And Hattiesburg's a real nice track. I love going to Hattiesburg. I've been there twice, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it is. That's where I grew up pretty much racing there, and they had a track out on Minge Avenue. Between Hattiesburg and there is where I pretty much grew up racing. So I've won a many at Hattiesburg. I don't get to race there as much as I used to, but it's a nice track. He's really turned it around, so he's done good with the track.
I tell you what, Mr. Donald Parker, he knows his stuff about racing. He's been in it a long time. Him and his brother Ernie, and, of course, Ron Southern. Shout out Ron Southern. But Donald Parker, man, he knows his stuff about racing. He can blade that track, and it'll be the smoothest track. You can race high, you can race low, wherever.
Yeah, my dad, he grew up racing with Donald and Ronald and all his brothers and all. And actually, a couple years ago, Donald was up the track, and I let him take my street stock car and race a couple races just to show him he could still do it, and he did real good in it.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, so your dad was racing, grew up racing.
Yeah, he grew. I grew up watching him racing. He used to win a lot. He would back then had a tracker in my house by Socher, so he would go to Hattiesburg and race, and then I remember he'd race and we'd hurry up and get the loaded up. My mom would get the payout money and we'd come ahead of Socher, following on the rear, and he was starting the rear of that race and come up and win that race. So win two different races and two different tracks in one night.
Now that's cool. Not many people can say they've done that.
He's done it a few times. It was pretty cool.
So what all did he race?
He had like the street stock. It was back then. It was called pro stock and stuff like that. It had a bigger tires and all. He had the Camaros that he used to race back then.
That's really cool, and I'm sure you have a bunch of pictures from that time period.
Yes, sir. I do.
Well, that's cool. Well, so if you, like I said earlier, if anybody wants to sponsor Michael, hit him up. He'll be glad to take any kind of sponsorship because he does everything by himself with the help of his family. So is there anybody you want to shout out that helps you with a race car?
Yeah, Son Hayden, he helps me a lot. My nieces, my nephew, my brother, Greg, he also has a new factory stock that he's building. He's raced for, he's probably raced about 8 or 10 years, about 8 years, and he's got a new factory stock he's building right now. I'm trying to help him put it together, so he'll have it out there next year. And he helps me a lot. Craig Rouse, he helps me a lot. So just sometimes it's just whoever shows up, I'll work. And sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. But you got to do it, not depend on nobody sometimes.
Well, that's cool. I understand that. So what's your next race?
I'm going to go to Wynot, not this weekend, but the next. I got that Prelude race. I'm going to go up there and see how it does and see if, I guess after that night, I'm out of them race street stock nationals. Not, it's just so expensive. I want to go race it. It's just so expensive to do something like that. And I know Deep South's got a big race coming up a couple weeks after that too, that they're going to have. There's just a lot of big races on top of everything right now.
Well, if somebody wants to donate a couple bucks or some tires to Michael to help him make the nationals, hey, help him out, because we all know there's racers like Michael, you know, who really need the help to make it to the racetrack. So if anybody can help out, lend a hand. And we thank you for calling in. And anybody else, anything else you want to say for me?
I think that's it. I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate everything y'all do for dirt track racing. Y'all help spread the word and get more people involved. I just want to tell y'all, appreciate everything y'all do.
Well, thank you for listening, and he told me that he listens on Spotify, so how cool is that? So you can go on Spotify and listen to us, 110 Nation Sports, talking dirt. So thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
See you later. Good night. All right, and that was Michael Williams in the 19 car. So y'all go watch him race in 2 weeks. And our last guest of the night is Jay Dillon with the Jay Dillon Show. So let's get Jay Dillon on.
What's
there
up,
he is.
Jared Hutchins?
What's up, Jay Dillon? That's my dude right there. So tell us about Greenville Speedway and what you got coming up.
I am actually tonight, you got me in the middle of building a race car. I had to get out from under Welton Hood so I get on the Southern Dirt Track Report. Jared Hutchins asked me to come on tonight, and I appreciate Jared Hutchins for doing it tonight, filling in for my main man, Artie. We've actually been doing a lot of work at the Green Speedway. Last Saturday night, the rain come in, brother, and everybody hates that R word, but it got us. We had two bad showers. One shower come in. We were just, you know, like I know running at Deep South, we was going to run anyway. And then the second rain shower come in, and that was just put a fork in and she was done. But I've had calls, texts, you name it, messenger messages. All of them have hit me up about everybody seeing our progress since we took the wall down. Everybody on Facebook and all over social media, TikTok and Snapchat has seen mine, Carl, and a bunch of our guys that race with us and help us at the track. We took the wall down because we took turns 1 and 2. We had a bad hole in 1 and 2, so we took a 9-in dozer and we pushed it over. And Carl dug the hole out, and now we're actually got two motor graders and a brand new dozer out there with lasers on it, getting a track back with a 14-degree bank. Because people don't understand, Jared, what goes into a race on Saturday night. It's a full-time job, and I want to thank Carl and Charity Kilgore for all they do. Carl stays out there day in, day out. They was out there last night at 11:30. I was actually in the shop trying to build a hot shot for a guy. That's what he said. He said, I am the VP at Greenwood Speedway. And he said, Jay Dillon, where you been, son? You been MIA. I said, well, you know, I've got a hot shot that I'm building. Guys trying to make a race this weekend, and I've got to have it done. So, I mean, you know, like I know Jared follows me on Snapchat. If you do not follow me on Snapchat, just all you have to do is send me a friend request or subscribe at JDillon1986. And I will accept it all. Jerry Hudson knows firsthand. And I talk a whole lot about dirt on Sunday nights on my show. But on the Southern Dirt Track Report, it's all about Greenville all the time. And, Jared, you know, like I know, I mean, the weather has been terrible this year. I've been to three races on three Saturday nights, and the rain has got all three of them. But hopefully next Saturday night, August the 6th, we're going to get a race in at Greenville Speedway. And it's just going to be a weekly show plus mods. And like I say, I look forward to a whole bunch of folks coming out, dude. I know that everybody and their brothers itching to race. I've got some guys that sit in the stands that said, please, can we race Saturday night? I've got a little boy that you would have thought that he got his first heartbreak when it started raining Saturday. Because the fact of it was, Jared, he wanted to race so bad. He runs a little Young Gun Hot Shot. Me and Carl, I started a class up in Greenville called the Young Gun Series, and that's from ages 6 to 14. And it's really exciting because I got grandma's aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers who don't come to the dirt track that'll come to a dirt track on Saturday night and watching them youngins race. And, of course, you know, that is my show on Saturday night, and I get to talk all night long. And if you do have a racetrack out there and you need an announcer, if Greenville's not racing, Jay Dillon Show is available for hire. So all you got to do is hit me up either on Facebook or you can get to the Southern Dirt Track Report. I will get out. I do call across the state, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, as long as, you know, you give me a call and let me know what's going on. Even Deep South calls me. I come down there and call a race. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. One call, that's all. Two clicks, that's quick. But like I say, Jared knows. I mean, I go all the way to Milton, Florida if I got to. If I get a call and the money's right, I will come to Milton, Florida and call a race.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's dedication.
Jay Dillon's trying to get out there, brother. I'm trying to make a hobby a profession. Jared, I mean, that's the thing about it with me. Carl Kilgore, I was actually the electrician at the track, and he said, man, you're too good to be an electrician. He said, would you announce? And he gave me a shot, and, brother, I done it like Babe Ruth, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, two out, three on, hit it over the fence. I don't think I'm that good. Everybody else thinks I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. I actually got to read some of Jared Hudson's comments on a Facebook group they got, and when I read the comments, I said, I know who that is. That's Jared Hudson. But like I say, and I do want to give a shout-out to Jared because he's doing a whole lot with the Coon Hunter Ministries on YouTube and stuff. Jared, you're doing a good thing,
thanks,
son, and God's gonna bless you on that one. But like I say, next Saturday night we're gonna have a big race here at Greenville, and then in August the 13th, I think it is. I ain't got my calendar. Like I said, I'm sitting here on the bar stool in the shop. The thing about it is we're gonna have the 600 Southern Mini Sprints. I reached out to that series and got up with them. I've got a guy that runs with Dillon Racing. We've got a mini sprint on the crew. And the 600 mini sprints will be in the house. And I want to say we're going to run super late model. Don't quote me on that, and don't hold me to it. But I think we got a super late model show the same night. A lot of big things coming up. Of course, you know, like everybody does, the 15th annual Gumbo Nationals is coming up. And that's going to be a show of all shows. You need to come up and hang out with me. I mean,
I'm serious. One of these days, I will make it to Greenville. And that would be a good race to go to because everybody says the Gumbo Nationals is the race of races.
Brother, Rumble on the Gumbo is always a kickoff race every year. Gumbo Nationals is a shutdown race for the season. That's right before deer season. And it's right up Jay Dillon's alley because dirt racing and deer hunting is all we do. Or duck hunting as well. My little boy's over here flapping his arms like a duck because he knows he's in the shot with us. And we're all about family, Jared. Carl and me both, we're all about kids, all about family. Jay Dillon puts on a foot race every time I get one in at the dirt track because, man, I like to see kids. And I want the sport to grow because, Jared, I hate to say this, but the sport's dying. Brooks was on my show a couple weeks ago. You heard him say it. The sport's dying. If we don't get these youngsters involved, we're not going to have a dirt track to race on in the next 20 years. Because
exactly.
the races I watched growing up are dying out and getting too old to race. And then the guys my dad's age are either retiring or giving it up. You know, they're pitting for their son. And like I said, that's why I started his young gun class with Carl Kisler. I told him, I said, man, I've got to start a young gun class. He said, well, let's do it. And he's been behind me the whole way. We're going to run next Saturday night. We'll run the Crate Racing USA 604 crates. We'll run the Crate Racing USA street stock. We'll run our factory stocks, which we do have a good show on a factory stock. If you got a factory stock, you live in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, even Alabama, and you want to come over and try it out before Gumbo Nationals, I would tell you, come on and try it, because look, if you don't come run it one time, you wouldn't know what the gumbo is, because we're a totally different monster than the red clay light deep south, over in Baton Rouge, down in Jackson, why not at the House of Hook. I was going to try to be at the Street Stock Nationals and announce some. Chris Creighton wanted me to be down there, but things fell in place, and I've got to be somewhere else that weekend. I hate I'm going to miss Street Stock Nationals because I've been promoting that show for Rodney Wing because he's a good friend of mine. Just like Gumbo Nationals, I'm going to promote that, which, of course, Jay Dillon will be in the driver's seat Saturday night in Jackson. Hopefully, I can drag Carl Kugel down there with me. That's why I'm building this hot shot for a customer tonight. Me and my main man, Sean Willard, he's one of my fab guys. We've been in the shop he told me yesterday we've been in the shop the solid month getting hot shots ready for that shootout in Jackson. But we're going to have a hot shot shootout September 3rd in Greenville. And if you have a hot shot, I don't care if it's a Ford Taurus, it's a temporary Topaz, it can be a Geo Metro. If you got a cage in it, bring it to the Jay Dillon show and run, because I'm trying to tell you, we're going to run for $1,000. There ain't no way around it. Oaks Auto Group, Repair Facility. Got to thank them guys. They're in each and every week. The Tent Man with Ryan Nicholson, Wilbur Jones, got to thank them guys, of course. Vapor Shack for sponsoring my hot shots. I've been on them really hot and heavy for my big hot shot shootout we're going to have. And like I say, man, you know, you can't think of no Washington's Auto Body and Paint. I got that. Cannot, and God will not let me sleep tonight if I don't thank Western Washington for starting the Gumbo Nationals and having a dream 15 years ago to get the Greenville Speedway going like it was, because that track was going to close, Jared.
Wow.
Everybody's seen the writing on the walls. And then Wesley got retired, had some deaths in the family, and he realized that. He said, you know, he wasn't going to race some more. It had nothing to do with it, even though he loved the sport. So Carl Kilgore and Charity seen the vision. And like I told Carl, I said, if you quit tomorrow, Jay Dillon's going to take over Greenville Speedway one way or the other. We ain't letting that track close. It ain't going to happen. If I got to go put the deed up to the farm, I'm going to put the deed up to the farm to keep the racetrack alive.
That's devotion.
Tell me something new. What about the jug tournament? What did you end up finishing in the jug tournament, son?
Oh, let me tell you. So I tell you a wild story about that jug tournament. So me and my cousin Todd fished it, and they had 35 boats, and it was shout out to James Lawler at Getting Outdoors, BDL, Big Daddy Lawler. Look him up on Facebook at Getting Outdoors, BDL. But they had that jug tournament, and we didn't catch a single catfish. And
come on,
we used shrimp. I'm shocked. And we put shrimp as our bait, and we was fishing in the area.
Brim fish. Skipjack.
And you know, yeah, brim, skipjack, and they say skipjack's best. And so we had this wild story, and you can go to my YouTube at Cooner's Outdoors Ministries, and you'll see my video where we talk about it. But my cousin Todd kept telling me, he said, man, I see this jug in here, and it keeps going up and down. And it wasn't our jug, but it was a jug, and he explained to me there wasn't nobody else fishing in that area where we were for jugs, and we knew that jug didn't come from the main river, and it looked like it had been there a while, but it was a 20-ounce orange Gatorade jug, and we kept seeing it bob up and down, and he said, we're going to try to catch it. We tried for 3 hours to catch it, and of course, we was watching ours, too, and we couldn't catch it. It'd go under, couldn't find it again. Finally, he said, well, I got to go to the bathroom. And so we went back to the boat launch, and he saw there was a lot of people in the boat launch. He saw the game warden up there and whatnot, and he got done, and he said, all right, we're going to go back, and we're going to see if we can find that jug. We got to see what's on the end of that jug. And we kept checking ours, nothing. Well, finally we seen this jug there. It was under a bush, and it was the same one. He said, all right. He said, I'm going to get up there next to it. And he said, I want you to lay down on that boat and stick your hand down there and grab that jug. And that jug was about a foot underwater. And then he said, I want you to take your hand under there and grab that line and pull it. I said, you crazy? I'm not doing that. There's probably an alligator on the other end. And he kept assuring me it was a catfish. He said, oh, that's a catfish on that jug. And I said, okay. And so I got on my knees and set a line down. I got on my knees, and he kept saying, oh, it's a 65-pound catfish. I know it. Well, I got on my knees, and I grabbed that sucker. And when I pulled that jug, it felt like my arm got pulled out of socket. I thought I was going in the water, and he just starts saying, man, cuz, how come you didn't get him? Man, if you'd lay down like I told you, you could have got him. He just kept going on and on. Man, you could have got him. And not even 3 minutes later, we looked. It was about a 4 to 5 foot alligator out in the water pulling that jug.
Come on, cuz. Hey,
I'll tell you
one now.
Okay.
We gator fish. All of us got gator tags. I've got two. My daddy's got one this year. We caught an 8 gator last year down the Pearl River in Jackson. Oh, and then earlier in the season, I had a tag, Big Black, at Vicksburg. Me and my uncle said, you see that trot line? I said, yeah, well, we've got a big wind boat. There, we sculled up to it because we had the motor off. It's got a big 350 on it. And I pulled it up, and there was a 44-pound blue cat hung on that trot line. I pulled it up, put it in the boat. My dad said, where in the world did y'all come up with a catfish that size? And I'm talking about it was the size of a good infant. We put over the boat.
Gosh.
Look, Daddy said, where in the world? It made 7 fillets out of one side. That's how much meat it was. It was huge.
Ooh,
and I've got
some pictures
I have to send you on Snapchat. But like I say, it gator fishing, I mean, that's what we do. And I live on the Mississippi River, so, I mean, it is what it is. Where my shop is, where we're building a race car tonight, you can go not even a tenth of a mile and be on the river. So, you know, we might be on the muddy bank.
Cool.
But like I say, I want everybody to come out to Grimms Freeway. But our car count's been down, Jared. I don't know how deep south's been, but our car count's been really down. But we need some racers from Arkansas and Louisiana to come see us. Because, man, y'all guys are itching to race just like Jay Dillon is. I don't get to drive in Greenville. That's why I put my boy in my car, the car that won the 1500 to win last Jimbo National, and I gave it to him. My 9-year-old driving it. But like I say, and if you do have a dirt track, it don't matter if it's a go-kart track or it's a dirt car track, you need an announcer, all you got to do is look up the Jay Dillon Show, Jay Dillon on Facebook, or you can get me on Snapchat, or you can get with Artie or Jared, and they get you my number. Ain't nothing to it. And if you have a car you want to run in Greenville, all you got to do is call Carl Kilgore at 662-820-0654 or Jay Dillon at 662-390-3962. We'll get you. Look, if you got questions about the car you're going to bring up here and run, come get it. Even Jay Dillon's even got a late model for sale. Believe that. I got a 97 Barry Wright I will put somebody on for $4,500. The deal of the week.
Cool.
That's a good deal. One-time price. I'm not going to look, and that's going to be just till Saturday, next Saturday. If somebody don't buy it by next Saturday, I'm going to race it next Saturday. Jared, I promise.
I tell you what, Barry Wright's a good brand.
It's got a 602 in it. Everything's there, built-in shocks, the whole nine, ready to go. And all you need is a trailer, $4,500 cash. You can get your race car race ready. Carl Kilgore going to drive it next Saturday night if we don't sell it, so. It is what it
awesome.
Is. But like I say, I hate to cut you short, but both my guys are standing here going, "Come on, Justin! Come on, Justin!" And they calling me by my government name. So like I say, God loves you, Jay Dillon does too. Y'all tune in to Jay Dillon Show Sunday night at 7 on the 110 Sports Network. Thank you to CJ Sports. Thank you to Chris Creighton, my producers. Thank you to Jared Hudson, Mr. Artie. Them guys, look, all them guys are stand-up guys. I'd do anything to work for any of them. And come see us next Saturday night, August 6th, right here at Greenville Speedway in Greenville, Mississippi. I gave you the numbers. All you got to do one call, that's all. If you have another question, you can get to us on Facebook. Go to Greenville Speedway Facebook page, like, subscribe, and or you can go to our TikTok, Jay Dillon Show TikTok or Greenville Speedway TikTok. I run both of them, so all you do is go to them.
All right. Well, we'll see you later. Thanks for calling in, Jay.
But like I say, thank you, Jared, for all you do for the sport. See you Sunday night right here on the 110 Sports Network.
All right. See you later. Thank you.
All right, bro.
Okay, so that was Jay Dillon. So thank y'all for tuning in to the show. Find you a good church home to go to this Sunday. Remember, God loves you. Jesus saves. Thank y'all for listening to the show. And we're going to play some music. And the show is over. Thank y'all.
Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. So it's good, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 in a little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track thing.